Well, I'd say one of the best ways is actually just get right involved with your local church. Seek your pastor out. You know, get one of those spiritual giftings tests, because they will happily provide one for you to say, okay, you know, based on what is seen in scripture, mm-hmm. and, you know, let's test your personality to see, okay, where would you answer in terms of all these types of things? And generally, you know, you can find out, okay, based on these answers, you know, I'm more gifted towards, say, teaching or to serving or to, you know, giving to the needy or, you know, whatever. Mm-hmm. But before you can, you know, before you really dive in there, I would just say, pick one area, mm-hmm. start serving. You know, don't be hesitant to say, well, I think I'm going to wait until I get my, gifts mm-hmm. testing done. Mm-hmm. Don't wait. You know, I mean, like, there are areas of the church that need people that help. And I know that, you know, a lot of pastors will say, well, we just don't want to plug anybody in anywhere. Well, okay, what if a person just needs a place to start?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, like, they don't have to stay there forever. That's the thing. I mean, mm-hmm. like, if they get into a ministry and they find, you know what, it's not really a good mm-hmm. fit for me, a good fit for everyone else, they can always stop. You know, they don't have to continue serving in that ministry forever. So I would say get into a ministry, something that might pique your interest right off the bat, and say, okay, I think I can see myself in there.
Yeah.
You know, just start there.
Yeah.
You know, and then do the spiritual giftings test. Pray about it for sure as to where God would lead you to serve. And then just, you know, forge ahead that way along with your church leadership.
Yeah, almost like it takes that initial step of faith to kind of put yourself out there.
Yeah.
But then by doing, that's how the answers come eventually.
Yeah, exactly.
There you go.